This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is rapidly progressing towards becoming the world's third largest economy, and artificial intelligence is emerging as a growth driver for the Indian economy. The president said this while addressing a special program under SOAR Skilling for AI Readiness in Rashtrapati Bhavan today. During the event, President Murmu said that AI is not just a technology but an opportunity for positive change in India.
आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस आज पूरे विश्व में अर्थव्यवस्था और समाज को नई दिशा दे रही है। भारत को एआई ग्लोबल लीडर के रूप में स्थापित करने के लिए इंडिया एआई मिशन चलाया जा रहा है। आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था के ग्रोथ ड्राइवर के रूप में उभर रहा है। आने वाले दशक में देश के जीडीपी, रोजगार और ओवरऑल प्रोडक्टिविटी में एआई का योगदान महत्वपूर्ण होगा। देश का एआई टैलेंट पूल विकसित करने में डेटा साइंस, एआई इंजीनियरिंग और डेटा एनालिटिक्स जैसे स्किल की प्रभावी भूमिका होगी।
During the event, the president conferred AI certificates upon learners, including students and members of parliament, and launched the national awareness campaign named Skill the Nation Challenge. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan and Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship and Education Jayant Chaudhary were present at the event. The centre has notified draft rules for the four new labour codes. These labour codes are the Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020, and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020. The rules define workers, wages, types of employment, gratuity, bonus and social security of workers, including gig workers. These draft rules are open for public consultation, and stakeholders have been invited to submit objections and suggestions within 45 days. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the decisive role played by DRDO developed weapons during Operation Sindoor stands as a testament to the organisation's commitment to safeguarding national interests. During his visit to the DRDO headquarters in New Delhi today, on the occasion of its 68th Foundation Day, Mr. Singh commended DRDO for bolstering India's indigenous capabilities by equipping the armed forces with state-of-the-art technologies. He said that DRDO's equipment worked seamlessly during the operation, boosting the morale of the soldiers. Air Marshal Nagesh Kapoor today assumed charge as the Vice Chief of the Air Staff of the Indian Air Force. The Ministry of Defence, in a statement, said during his career spanning over 39 years, the Air Marshal has held a wide range of command, operational, instructional and staff appointments. He has served in important strategic and diplomatic roles. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 6.1% to around 1,75,000 crore rupees in December 2025 as compared to the same month in 2024. The total gross GST revenue in December 2024 was over 1,64,000 crore rupees. India and Pakistan today exchanged the lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody through diplomatic channels. The External Affairs Minister said in a statement that India has shared lists with details of 391 civil prisoners and 33 fishermen in its custody who are Pakistani or believed to be Pakistani, while Pakistan has shared lists with details of 58 civil prisoners and 199 fishermen in its custody who are Indian or believed to be Indian. India has called for early release and repatriation of civil prisoners, fishermen along with their boats, and missing Indian defence personnel from Pakistan's custody. 24 people were killed and more than 50 injured after three Ukrainian drones struck a cafe and a hotel in the Kherson region last night. The attack occurred while people were celebrating the New Year. Kherson Governor Vladimir Saldo told the media that Ukraine launched a targeted drone strike on a site where civilians had gathered to mark the New Year. In a statement, the Russian Defense Minister said that Russian air defense system intercepted and destroyed 168 Ukrainian UAVs across multiple regions during New Year's night. In Pakistan, at least 14 passengers were killed and 16 others injured in a head-on collision between a bus and a van in Punjab province yesterday. Officials said that 9 passengers died at the scene while 5 others succumbed to their injuries at a hospital. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended New Year's first trading session on a flat note. The Sensex dropped 32 points to close at 85,189, while the Nifty added 17 points to settle at 26,147. And with that, we end this news bulletin.